You are now standing on the former site of the Elsewhere Underground Library. The above-ground building, oddly shaped and somewhat nondescript, also housed the offices of Isosceles Books, which specialized in titles from Elsewhere, along with more mundane small market offerings. In 1972, Oswin Books, Stamps, and Books opened to the public on the ground floor, but it was forced to close in 1989 after the collapse of the Embarcadero Freeway blocked the entrance. Shortly afterward, Dr. Gene Donnell took over as library director, and significant changes began to happen within the building. Security was tightened around the reference stacks. Many public meeting facilities were converted into research offices. The bowling lanes near the library's card catalog were closed due to noise complaints. By the late 90s, even Isosceles Books was forced to close its storefront. The building lay empty for years until its eventual destruction. As former patrons and comrades in arms began to gather in the vacant lot to mourn the loss of the structure, green microwave harassment boxes were installed to disrupt these impromptu meetings. Now the shoes of the fallen are placed into the tree during a secret yearly ceremony to mark the passing of the beloved library and associated bookstores. Unfortunately, the Elsewhere Philatelic Society does not currently know the location of the new underground library. Due to ongoing conflicts and a rather inflammatory letter that was sent one evening after a very large glass of brandy, library officials will no longer return our calls. Forced to find a new meeting spot, we took this opportunity to find other philatelists who might wish to join us. Please cross Howard and Stewart Streets now, and then proceed to the next destination on your map before playing the next audio track.